They fed hundreds of thousands of formulas into computers, but still the stubborn roof would not stand up. Then, suddenly, in September 1961, Utzon had an idea. He saw that if he started with a sphere, he could take all the shapes he needed from its regular surface.
He came back a week later and says, I've solved it. And he made the scheme out of a sphere. But in so doing, he had, of course, changed the architecture quite radically. So gradually, the whole situation started going downhill. Utzon wouldn't, anyway, he didn't produce the documents which his client desired. Terrible shock. I mean, Utzon, I'm not sure that he saw himself able to complete the job.
It took Arup's firm 7 years, 350,000 man-hours, and at different times 200 engineers to do all the work before the final structure emerged.
The building was actually constructed around the capacity of the largest tower cranes which could be found.
Seven years after Utzon resigned, after endless discussions, arguments, changes in plan, and the expenditure of a further £40 million, a finished building, the architectural extravaganza of the century, has emerged.
You can't quantify the extent to which the human spirit has been lifted by the Sydney Opera House or places like it.